Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Teshuva, describes a transformation that takes place when a person is chazi b'tshuva. Rambam begins by describing what it feels like to be in the state of chait, and then in contrast, what it feels like to if the person has already accomplished the process of tshuva. Rambam describes when a person in the state of chait, so they feel very distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they feel rachak from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is chazi b'tshuva, so they become closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We, in fact, highlight this change in the bracha of Tshuva Shmon Esrei. Shivayna feels have kavei makem la vedesecha, that being korov, being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the very essence of what Tshuva is all about, because chay creates that kind of a distance. There are other terms that are also sometimes used to describe chay, to describe the process of Tshuva. So we speak about Tshuva as being a process of tahara. We just read in last week's parasha about how, in Parashas Achrimos, when we read about the koch of the day of Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara, Mifnei Hashem Titaru. According to some who show that Mifnei Hashem Titaru is actually a requirement, it's an obligation to be chayz b'tshuva dafka on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara because chayt is a state of tuma. So it's these two feelings of distance from the Kodesh Baruch Hu and being engulfed by feelings of impurity and feelings of tuma that make up the personality of chayt. When a person is chayz b'tshuva, so both of these two deficiencies are rectified. It's interesting to note that tomorrow we know it's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is brought by an individual who falls into one of these two categories. Sometimes the both of these categories. A person is either is Tomei LeNefesh or a person is Bederech Rechoika. And a person is either Tomei LeNefesh or Bederech Rechoika in the physical sense, so he cannot offer a Korban Pesach. And a person who is Tomei Bederech Rechoika in the spiritual sense cannot become Korov to Kodesh Baruch Hu, cannot connect to what the message of a Korban Pesach is all about. That Avedis Hashem, that total and complete subjugation to being an Eved Hashem. So also when a person is in the state of Chayt, person is either B'tomei or person is Derech Hachayka, so he cannot offer the Korban Pesach, he cannot become part of that great mitzvah, that great institution called Korban Pesach. The Torah tells us in Parashas Re'eh that there's going to come a time when Chayisra are going to enter the Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the grandiose plan is going to be. But there's going to come a time when they're going to be dispersed even within Eretz Yisrael, not in a bad way, in a good way, because Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is a big place, and there are big gvulos oretz, Shatias Bulcha, Yam Sufa, at Anahar. Chayisra are going to separate and disperse throughout all the gvulos oretz. There could be Jews living all the way up to the Har Pras, Jews living far, far away in all many different directions. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing, except for the fact that the centrality of, at one time, the Mishkan, eventually the Beis HaMikdash, Mishalayim, can potentially be compromised. And the Jewish people are not going to be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash in any real sense of the word. They're not going to be able to come every day. They're not going to be able to visit like they were used to in the days of the Mishkan, the days when they were in the Midbar. And that could set up a very, very difficult situation. The Torah speaks about one particular mitzvah that is greatly impacted by the inability of Klal Yisrael to visit the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, and that is the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni was supposed to separate part of our grain, and unlike the other trumas and ma'aseh that are supposed to be given up to others, Ma'aseh Sheni is for us to experience. We're supposed to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni together with our families, the Kedusha Tara in Yerushalayim. And herein comes a big problem. Here comes our predicament. The predicament is that we're far away. The predicament is, it's just not practical. We cannot come to the Beis HaMikdash, we cannot come to Shalayim to experience with the Shavitara. So what do we do? So the Torah describing this phenomenon tells us the following. That you cannot be no say the Ma'aseh Sheni. What does that mean? You can't be no say the Ma'aseh Sheni. The Gemara has two interpretations of what that phrase means. Kilo suchal se'isel. So the simple interpretation is you can't carry it. You know why? Because you're too far away physically. I can't schlep. I live in Kiryat Shmona. I can't schlep my Meisa Shevi all the way to Shalai. I live down in Dimona. And I can't schlep all the way up and bring my Meisa Shevi to Israel. Kilo suchal se'isel. But the Gemara Matzia tells us there's a deeper meaning to the word kilo suchal se'isel. Ain't se'isel achila. I can't eat the Meisa Shevi. Why can't I eat it? Because it's Tomei. The Gemara says that kilo suchal se'isel ain't se'is. He's a vassal space. Part of his lashon achila. Because halachically you can't partake in the Meisa Shevi because Tuma has crept in. Because Tuma has taken over. Kilo suchal se'isel. So the Torah says if one of those two phenomena have happened, either you're physically not able to bring the Meisa Shevi or the Meisa Shevi has become Tomei. So there's a second choice. There's a second option. And the Torah says you can be paid to the Meisa Shevi. The Torah says rather than throwing up your hands in despair and saying, there's nothing I can do, I can't make the track, nothing I can do, and I can't eat it because it's stomach. No, the Torah says don't fall into that rut. Don't fall into thinking that there's nothing you can do, but rather you can do something. Take aside a few coins. The Torah gives you a netzah. So take a few coins, be paid to the Meisa Shevi, put it on hold, and save those coins because there's going to come a time when you can come to Yerushalayim and you can be able to turn those coins into Kedusha V'Tahara once again. Wow, what a powerful message. What a powerful message to the person who's tucked away hundreds of miles away from Yerushalayim thinking that his bonds to Kedusha, his bonds to Shechina have been broken. And the Torah says, no, it's very simple. Question a few dollars, a couple of pennies. Eventually you too can find your way back to your source of Kedusha. That message of the person who is Gederach Rechaika from Meisa Shevi or is Meisa Shevi's Tomei is the same request that we had Hashem Ayu Tvei B'Nefesh Adam that we read about in the events that are commemorated tomorrow, the Dinner Pesach Shevi. For us, Pesach Shevi doesn't mean all that much. Maybe it means a lack of a Tachlit, maybe not. You know, there was two Tachlits out this tomorrow. Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos, anyway, it's a Tachlit Mincha. And some say you don't even delete Tachlit Meshachos because the Yantar doesn't start until the afternoon. So according to some, you end up with a nothing, and maybe you end up with a knedel, maybe you end up with a kosher with a piece of matzah or something. So you don't get all that much out of Pesach Sheni this month, is it? But the Hashkof of Pesach Sheni is very powerful. Because the Hashkof of Pesach Sheni says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give up on us. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us not to despair. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us not to despair specifically when the fear is, I'm a derech rechoika, I'm tomei. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us two parashiyas. The parasha of Meisa Sheni, Pidgin Meisa Sheni, and the parasha of Pesach Sheni to tell us that there's no need to despair, even if I'm physically distant, even if I'm tamei, there's still hope, there's still a tashlumin, there's still some kind of hatred in Rav Hashem. We'll find this a way somehow, we'll find us a path to the Kisei HaKovod. It may be a little bit of a roundabout path, but it's going to be there anyway. That's the powerful message of these two mitzvahs. And the same is true when we go back to how we started in the model of tshuva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, even if you're rochik, and even if you're tamei, it's not reason for despair. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will find us a path back as well. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us that special mitzvah of Pidyon Meisa Shevi, and he gave us a special mitzvah of Pesach Shevi, and he gives us that special mitzvah of truth as well. No matter what the odds look like, no matter what the situation looks like, the Kodesh Baruch Hu never ever totally closes the door on us. That's the powerful chizuk of these series of mitzvahs. So I think we're both, I think that we could definitely feel the pangs, feel the pain of those individuals in the Midbar who said, Rebbe, come to my Rebbe Shrabbeinu, Gevalt, we can't bring a Korban Pesach, what do you want? What do you want? We're Tomei, what are we supposed to do? Don't close the door on us. And I think in a certain sense, those are the feelings that may have perhaps either consciously or subconsciously gone through our minds just not all that long ago. And look at the calendars. Today is Yud Gimel Iyar. So if you go back, Yud Gimel Iyar, back to Yud Gimel Nisan, back to Yud Gimel Adar, just in case you can't do the math, Yud Gimel Adar was Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther. A lot of things have happened in our world, in the world, since the days of Tainus Esther. I don't remember the exact day that the last formal shiur was said in yeshiva. I remember one day around when things were up, kind of up in the air, right before Purim, maybe the day actually before, maybe the day right before Tanis Esther. I forgot already what day was what anymore. But there was one day where I gave a little, I guess it was the forerunner of the Zoom shiurim. I'm looking around, I see a few familiar faces there. One of the shiurim was given in one of the side rooms in Mus, right opposite from the Beis Medrash. We had a handful of guys in person and a bunch of guys trying to zoom in and trying to figure out what in the world is what in the world is going on about the Zoom. And then, again, I forgot already the Shtashos Advarim, but I think that perhaps the next day or so, whatever it was, you know, there was a shiur, it was given in B'nai Shurim. It was given in the, I'm looking around, I remember, the Tinek boys were floating around for that shiur. And there was also, we were trying to tape it and trying to zoom, I don't know what we were trying to do. Those were some of the, you know, the early on developments of the last couple of weeks. And then we came to the realization that we were B'nai Shurim. We came to the realization that we're far. That we are far in terms of physical geography, and perhaps even more serious than far in terms of physical geography, that we all realized right away that there could be a potential terrible thing that could occur right now, and that could be a Yerida in Ruchnius. At a time of the year when there's Dafka and Aliyah in Ruchnius, you know, winter months are, our Ruchnius is kind of dormant a little bit, we're kind of hibernating a little bit in the winter. You know, there are two big thrusts of Aliyah and Ruchnius in the year. There's the Chedesh Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah, you keep the Sukkos and the Torah, that's one big boom of Ruchnius. Then there's the other boom of Ruchnius, which I always view as starting from Purim through Pesach, and Sirius Oyim, accommodating with Shavuos, that's the next burst of Ruchnius. And we were standing on the threshold of losing, not only losing that burst of Ruchnius, but potentially something even more difficult happening, and that was entering into the realm of being Tamei, not just B'derech HaChayim being Tamei as well. Because when a person is distanced from Torah, when a person doesn't have that this Medrash to connect to, so we know, as Chazal say, B'abor Reik Ein B'mayim, my name on the Chashav Rek Rabbi Yeshvat. We can only imagine the tremendous Yerida that could happen when a person is snatched out of this Medrash. When a person is told to close his Gemara in the middle of Chodesh Adar, not to be reopened again to me, O day, O when, but the tremendous, tremendous nisyonos that can enter into our world on so many different levels could have, chas v'shalom, occurred. So Rabbi Yisai, we as a group, and we as a yeshiva, and we as a Klal Yisrael as a whole, so Baruch Hashem, chas v'Hashem, kilo sam, kilo rachamav, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous, tremendous bracha. He taught us the message of Maisa Sheni, and he taught us the message of Maisa Sheni, and more important, he taught us the message of tshuva. It's interesting that each one of these things has the word Sheni connected to it. There's Maisa Sheni, there's Pesach Sheni, and when you're chayzer b'tshuva, so you're coming back Sheni, so you're coming back, it's a new beginning, it's a Sheni Sdeni Kol Chai, it's a turnover, it's a renewal. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu is almost telling us is that in life, you have to have backup plans. Not everything in life always goes the way we plan. Not all the things go exactly the way we anticipate. And our Ruchnius could suffer terribly if we only have first-rate plans. If all of our Ruchnius depends upon plan A, and there is no plan B, so if Rachman Litzlan plan A doesn't work, then our Ruchnius goes down the drain. So that's what Pesach Sheni is all about. That's what Maaseh Sheni is all about. That's what Tshuva is all about. Has to be plan B. Baruch Hashem, it's an unbelievable yishkoyach to all of you who have been so much a part of that plan B, who have made plan B work. It's not a b'di'ev, it's not a shisas, it's a l'chatchila. The limud ha'Torah that we've experienced in the last 2 months is l'chatchila shel l'chatchila. Even at certain hidurim that are regularly limud now, we learned on Chol HaMoed Pesach, we had regular shiach Chol HaMoed Pesach, never heard of such a thing in the annals of Yeshiva University, there was never such a thing. The annals of any yeshiva, there was no such a thing. Shir kavua, shir yayimi on Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Shabbat of the time. The Rabbi said, it ain't over yet. In the sense of that we're still a little bit, quote unquote, challenged. We're still very much in plan B. But we have the opportunity now to turn the next few weeks, starting from now. Yeah, we have to a little bit, you know, on the side. Yeah, we have a little bit of finals, a little bit of study here and there. Okay, good. Everyone should do well in the finals. It would be a real batashas to fail the course now. We really, really, I think you have to kind of try actively to fail the course. Is my answer. So, guys, everybody said just do well as you can. But still, Baruch Hashem, with all that, you still have a lot of time of learning. We're going to give a little bit of a break in terms of formal shiurim, just to make sure everyone passed all the classes with flying colors. But Amir Tashem, guys should still continue to learn, still be strong, and still continue those who can learn morning, stay those who learn afternoon, night, whenever you can learn, continue to learn. And keep your eye on the ball, Amir Tashem. Hopefully we'll get back together, we'll get a little bit more of a formal way. Maybe even in the next 2 weeks, we'll hop around a little bit of chizr, a little shmooz, a little parashim or something. And we'll keep you posted. Hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll be chazering, we'll have a chance to have the bechidas of the discussions, bechavrusas, whatever you want to call them, over the next couple of days over Zoom. But the most important thing is, Rabbi said, just to keep in mind, Shavuos is around the corner, and you cannot become derech chayka people. You cannot become today in Nefesh Adam. And nobody knows exactly what our summer plans, and everyone has different plans and different plans in the air, and no one knows they're coming and going. Whatever they are, they're probably going to be different from what we originally imagined they were going to be. But one thing never changes. Torah never changes, Hashem never changes, Shabbat never changes, and we can have an unbelievable aliyah. This next few weeks and months do not have to be a reason of Eretz Hashem. They don't even have to be equal of Eretz Hashem. They can be an unbelievable aliyah of Eretz Hashem. We can accomplish things in the next few weeks and next few months that we wouldn't have dreamt of. June in most of our minds was something that didn't exist. June's mind may come back in more of its glory than it ever had. So, Amir Tashem, try to stay in touch and stay together. Amir Tashem, we're going to be mechazing each other. And the Zman HaYeshiva does not end. I don't know what the Zman, but the calendar says, look, Patli, all calendars have been thrown into the garbage. I said, the Zman doesn't end, Torah doesn't end, there's no better Zmanim. So, in a good way, that Kehem Chayim Rechamech, the Rebbe gave us a Siyat Nishvaya, to be able to only to grow in Torah and to continue to grow from the chizuk, and you guys should mechazik each other, mechazik yourselves, and draw an inspiration for what you've accomplished, to learn sugis and chamuras that we could sit over computers and talk in Torah the highest levels. Mamashmiki Amfei Yisrael, so Ashreichem to be learned to be Tamidei Yeshiva, and Mir Tashem Shkol Mechayel Lechol. So we'll be in touch with Mir Tashem soon after Shabbos. Shimon and Dani will coordinate that. We'll have a little face-to-face meetings a little bit. Not literally face-to-face, but it's briefly face-to-face meetings. But Bechin has been there for Chayk as well. So hopefully with the Shimon will be good. To wish everybody a good Shabbos. And this is not a goodbye. This is just a good Shabbos. Okay, good. Hopefully with the Shimon will be in touch with everybody in the very, very near future. Thank you.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi, do we have any plans?